Hello, welcome to the Food and Farming Podcast from AHDB. Sector plans for the beef and lamb, cereals and oilseeds, dairy and pork sectors have been published by AHDB as part of their commitment to outline how the levy will be invested over the next 5 years. Sector councils have been revealing the priorities to all levy payers at the Delivering the Future of Farming online event, and the full plans are now available to read on the website ahdb.org.uk. The reveal of the plans follows the responses given by levy payers during the Shape the Future campaign, when levy payers had their say about what work should be carried out by the levy board during the next 5 years. And AHDB say this will put levy payers at the heart of everything they do. I'm John Bates, and in this podcast, I'm going to find out about the work the sector councils have been doing throughout the summer and autumn to make funding decisions to support the priorities now set out for the future. So let me now welcome Mike Sheldon. Mike, thanks for sparing the time to speak on the podcast. You're the chair of the Pork Sector Council. Start off with telling us what the priorities are from the sector's point of view.
We've actually homed in on three quite clear priorities for the sector. The first is marketing, the second is export, and the third is the reputation of the sector.
So that sounds quite a short list. How easy was it, or how difficult was it to arrive at that list?
Well, in some ways it was quite difficult because, of course, there's quite a long list of challenges facing the sector. But actually, we were helped in this process by the views expressed in the Shape the Future survey. So we had a pretty good steer of where the priorities of our levy payers lay. And so we came very quickly to identifying marketing and export as two clear priorities. Reputation took us a little bit longer because it's a bit more complicated. As we see it, there are two parts to that. On the one hand, it's about having the substance to back up your claims to your reputation. And then, of course, it's shouting about your reputation. And so corralling all those pieces of work under the banner of reputation took us a little bit longer. But the other two, domestic marketing and export marketing, were very clear.
So you talked about the comments that were fed back in from the Shape the Future campaign that ran a little while ago. So the views that were expressed by levy payers at that time, those very much are reflected then in these three priorities.
Absolutely reflected. And it's a complete direct line, if you like, between those views expressed and the priorities we have established. Of course, there were differences of opinion from levy payer to levy payer. Of course, there was a range of views, but actually there was far more in common than there were differences. And the thread, the message to us from our levy payers was pretty strong.
The thing that naturally follows on then is that you've agreed the priorities. Now it's a case of holding AHDB to account as far as levy payers are concerned. How do you go about doing that? How is AHDB going to show its the progress that it's achieving?
Well, the Sector Council meets regularly on behalf of levy payers, and at all of those meetings we debate our programme of work in some detail. We have access to the experts from the HDB team to explain to us how things are progressing, and we have a pretty detailed set of measurements to establish performance. It's not all about the numerical measurements, because of course you can't necessarily measure everything in terms of numbers, but we have the most definite set of metrics that we can possibly establish.
And that relationship with the AHDB management team and the, you know, the people that are out in the field, how does that relationship work in sort of practical terms?
It can be challenging at times, actually, to keep those links truly alive. But what we've endeavoured to do within the Sector Council is is establish a way of working that is where it's about participation and it's about sharing and it's about comparing ideas and it's about openness, things that are going well, things that are not going quite so well, what can be done to improve those things. So there's back and forth between the HDB team and between the members of the sector council in what we set out to be a very collaborative way. And that has been working within the port sector for quite some time, and we are absolutely determined to make sure that it continues to work.
You mentioned openness, and that sort of transparency is really important. It's also important to acknowledge at this point that some work will be stopping as a result of these priorities.
Yes, some work will be stopping, and in many ways we're any of the pieces of work that are stopping, we're sad about, because there was no effort being wasted as far as we could tell. It's really a matter of when you assess the value of every piece of activity and then you rank those values, there are some which come out higher than others. And so although every piece of work delivered a positive story, some were less positive than others, and so they had to go.
And presumably, though, some of that work could be picked up by others?
We are hoping that some of that work will be picked up by others. We have two pieces of work in particular, the Pig Health Scheme and the Real Welfare Scheme, where we are hoping that others will step up to fund those pieces of work before we reach the end of the contracts. Whether that happens or not, we don't know yet, but we are certainly working hard to identify potential funders.
So the businesses that are listening to this, the levy payers that are listening to this, they're familiar with spending plans, 3-year, 5-year budgeting and so on. So the situation for AHDB now is about trying to use the money wisely in the way that you've told them that you want it used. Can we talk a little bit about the investment? Where's the money going to go? What sort of shape is that going to take?
We're pretty clear on that, actually. It's worth stating first up, of course, that one of the things we're having to face up to is a significant reduction in our income. We all know the difficulties that the pork sector has had over the last year or so, and all the evidence suggests that we are going to have a significant reduction in pig numbers coming forward, which will obviously limit our income. So that has coloured all our discussions. But at the top and bottom of it is this. We propose to spend, on levy payers' behalf, about 40% of levy income on marketing, about 33% on exports, and the balance, about 27%, on reputation. Those are not fixed in stone. They can change, and they will change according to circumstance and performance.
We live in an uncertain world, as you've indicated, with things like inflation and something sort of, really running away and making life very difficult for people. Government policy changes, of course, as well. So by setting a 5-year plan in the way that you have, does that give AHDB and yourselves the flexibility that is necessary for the job to be done as effectively as possible? Do you think that there's a risk here that this is becoming too rigid, too dictatorial?
No, on the contrary, actually, I think it's becoming less rigid than we have been before. One of the features of having a complex range of activities and a complex budget is it's hard to identify the opportunities for change. And you can tend to get into a habit of repeating activity because it's difficult to see the wood for the trees. When you have three simple themes to your work, and the question, if any piece of work is proposed, the question is, well, which of these themes does it serve? How is it going to add value to one of these themes? Then actually the choices become simpler. In terms of the ability to change as we move, I think that, again, the simplicity helps that. But actually also the ethos that the sector council has adopted, where we're saying we will keep an eye on the future, we will look further down the track, we are going to deal with today's challenges, but we are going to lift our eyes from the page and make sure that we keep an eye on the future, and we will respond.
So, Mike, let's end with what happens next, because clearly AHDB is wedded to the fact that levy payers have a say every 5 years. But what about the dialogue in between times?
Well, the principle is that we are determined to make sure that that dialogue is truly alive. Yes, you're right to say that at least every 5 years we will go through a formal process. And that is true, but we won't be silent from 1 year to year five. Quite how that manifests itself in interaction with our levy payers remains to be seen. We'll use a number of different methods and ask a number of different questions and have a number of different forums, but it's our determination to make sure that that is a live conversation and not just a periodic one. The last thing we want is for our levy payers to say, oh, well, that was a flash in the pan, and they've gone back to normal. That's the last thing we want.
Mike, thank you very much for sparing the time to come on the podcast.
That's been my pleasure, John. Thank you.
So that's the detail at a sector level, and it sets out the priorities for each of one of the sectors. Now I'm joined by Tim Rycroft, the Chief Executive of AHDB. These plans being set out in this way, that's an important milestone, Tim. Is that right?
It really is, John. It feels like a milestone on a long journey, a long and sometimes arduous journey, if I'm honest. But a very important moment when we've been able to deliver on the promises that we made to levy payers 18 months ago, that we would listen to them, we'd put their views at the heart of what we do, and we would directly link the priorities that we make to the priorities that they see on farm every day. And it's fantastic today that we've been able to set out a whole set of plans for each of the sectors that I think levy payers will look at and say that really does reflect the priorities as I see them.
Now, charting AHDB's progress in achieving these priorities, how's the reporting mechanism going to work with the sector councils?
Well, that's something that we're still working on, to be honest. These are plans that come into effect in April of next year. By then, we will have had to agree with the sector councils how they want to hold us to account. That's a very important part of this, as well as publishing the plans. Of course, we, AHDB, now need to get on and deliver them, and we need to demonstrate that we're delivering them effectively and efficiently. So the sector councils will talk to us over the next few months about what they think are the key measurables, the objectives, the KPIs, however you want to describe them, by which they want to track that we're doing a good enough job and that they're holding our feet to the fire to make sure that we continue to deliver against the plan they've set out today.
Now, of course, the feature of having set out the priorities means that there are some things that are on the list, and sadly, there are some things now that are not on the list. So the work that's stopping, what's going to happen to that work?
Well, we're looking at all the work that has been deprioritised as a result of the votes and the choices that the sector councils have made. We will look at to see if there are options to find other organisations that might take it up, opportunities to slow it down, to do less of it. The idea of actually stopping work in total is obviously a kind of last resort. So there's a certain amount of work and thinking going on at the moment about what areas of work might other organisations be prepared to take on. And some of that will come out over the next couple of months, I would think. So that's the process behind that. But I think levy payers who themselves live in a world where they have to make priorities all the time, make choices based on their limited resources, I think they will understand that we operate in the same world as they do.
So let's just talk about resources, because each one of the sector councils has been very clear to say that the resources are finite. There is only so much money, and so there have to be priorities. There, of course, also will be people that are saying that as the levy money has been eroded over the years through inflation and other things, there's a risk on the horizon, isn't there, that the levy rates are going to increase?
Well, you're right, of course, that the levy has not gone up for more than 10 years. And over that period, the spending power of the levy has decreased by about 38% as a result of inflation, obviously much more acutely in recent times as inflation has spiked up. There have also been some external factors like the change in our VAT status, making sure we fulfil our obligations to legacy pension schemes has also cost us some money. So, yes, it's true that we are unfortunately able to spend quite a lot less these days than we were 10 years ago. And I think you're right that to some extent that begs a question. But I don't think we could have even contemplated the idea of asking the industry whether they would be willing to fund additional levy until we'd put ourselves back on the right track. Now, I think by publishing these plans today, we've started that process of saying we are back on the right track. So I think it's a conversation that now is perhaps on the horizon, but it's certainly not immediate.
There's lots of uncertainty in the world with interest rates increasing and the economy being extremely difficult for people. But government policy also shifts, it changes. There are different things happening all of the time. And I know that AHDB is sort of an apolitical type organisation, but AHDB does have to react to that changing landscape. And if demands do change government tries to influence agricultural policy in a slightly different way tomorrow than it is today, is AHDB in a position to be able to respond to that?
Yes, I think so. I mean, you're right to say that we have a different role from that of the farming unions. They are lobbying organisations, they are advocacy groups. Their job is to try and change government policy. Our job is not to do that, but to help levy payers navigate and understand government policy, and more than that, to inform better government policy. So we are active, if you like, behind the scenes, providing information, data, insight, wisdom into government to help them make good decisions. But you won't see us out on the public stage calling for changes to policy. And I think our maintaining our relationship with government, and even more importantly, our reputation in government for being a source of trusted and high quality data is a very important service that levy payers benefit from.
So let's end with what happens next. Obviously, you're committed to a five-year programme of work. So levy payers get their say again in 5 years' time, do they?
Well, we committed that there would be a major vote at least every 5 years. So 5 years is sort of the maximum horizon. And like any five-year plan, there's a lot more certainty in the first couple of years than there probably is in year five. Farming changes fast. I've learned that in my 14 months in this job. So I don't think anybody would say that these plans are set in stone for 5 years. Sect Council's job is to be in touch with what's happening in the industry and with levy payer sentiment. And if necessary, of course, we'll look at tweaking the plans. But whether we'll need to go out for a major Shape the Future type consultation again before 5 years, who can say? Possibly.
That was Tim Rycroft, the Chief Executive of AHDB. If you've got any comments about this podcast, ideas for future episodes, or you'd like to be a guest because you've got something of interest to say to levy payers, get in touch. You can email foodandfarming@ahdb.org.uk. The sector plans we've been discussing are on the website, ahdb.org.uk. Stay safe, stay well. I'm John Bates. Thanks for listening.